Last time, Connie was about to go to work for the evil Dr. Regis Blackard. Will she do it? Let's find out.
How do you do, Miss Kendall?
Hello, Mr. Blackard.
That's Dr. Blackard, Connie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you into medicine?
No, I'm a PhD.
He's an expert on kids.
Really?
Well, I know something about them. So, Miss Kendall, Richard tells me that you're looking for employment.
Well, maybe.
Only maybe?
Well, yeah, I guess I am.
Well, I may have a position for you here at Blackard's Castle once it opens.
Blackard's Castle? Is that what you're going to call this place?
Yeah, pretty radical, huh?
Yeah.
So, Connie, why don't you tell me about yourself? Have you ever worked with children before?
Are you kidding? I told you, she worked
for... If you don't mind, Richard, I'd like to hear it from her.
Oh, yeah, well, sorry.
Well, like Richard was about to tell you, I used to work at Wits End across town.
Used to? You don't work there anymore?
No.
What happened?
Well, I was fired.
I see. May I ask why?
Well, it's kind of complicated. I sort of used a computer program I wasn't supposed to use.
You mean applesauce?
Yeah. How did you know?
Well, Eugene told me.
You say you sort of used it?
Well, yeah. See, I just wanted to see how it worked. I don't know anything about computers, but I guess I accidentally did the right thing, because before I knew what was happening, it started up.
So, you were fired for being curious?
Well, no, not exactly. I wasn't supposed to be in the computer room in the first place. In fact, I wasn't even supposed to know there was a computer room.
It still sounds like you were fired for simply being curious. That's terribly unjust. I don't blame you for being upset.
Oh, I'm not upset. I don't think it's unjust either. Mr. Whitaker, wanted me to know about the computer room, he'd have told me. He trusted me, and I let him down.
It sounds kind of paranoid to me. I mean, keeping all sorts of secrets like that.
He is not paranoid.
No, of course not, Richard. Obviously, this applesauce is a very special program.
That's right. That's what Witt said.
Yes. Do you remember what it did?
Well, it...
What? It what?
You know, I don't see what that has to do with my getting a job.
You're quite right, Connie. Quite right. Forgive our questions. The only reason we ask is because Blackard's Castle will also employ computers, the very latest in technology. And naturally, we're curious about any new programs that may come along. You understand.
Yeah, sure, I understand.
Yeah, it's just curiosity.
Well, Connie, I must say that I am impressed with you. If you'd like to work here at Blackard's Castle, I can certainly find a spot for you.
Hey, that's great.
Well, I don't want to appear ungrateful, but could I have some time to think about it?
Of course, but I'd advise you to give your answer quickly, because we'll be starting up business here within the next few weeks.
It'll be great working with you, Connie.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know as soon as I can. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye, Connie.
Well, what do you think? Are you going to hire her?
No. Whitaker's hold over her is too great. However, she can still be used for our immediate purposes.
You mean to get Whitaker out of the way for the vote?
Yes, but it must be done carefully so they don't suspect anything.
I think that can be arranged.
That's why I hired you. Excellent. And what about Tom Riley?
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I mean, well, manipulating kids is one thing, but that's too much.
You silly little coward!
What?
You dare even think about disobeying my orders. Just remember, my fine young man, that I hold your future. We both know you're guilty of far worse acts than changing the grades of a few eggheads at the college. Perhaps you'd like me to pick up the phone and tell the authorities about them?
No. Please.
That's better. You're a smart fellow, Richard. I'm going to need people like you when I take control of this town. Just make sure you don't let me down.
I won't.
Oh,
don't have such a long face. This should be a lot of fun for you. After all, it's not everyone who gets to topple two of Odyssey's most powerful men at the same time.
Oh, my, you're a good girl, aren't you?
Yes, you are. Tom, she's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with her.
What'd you name her?
Rachel.
You're a real beauty, Rachel. Yes, you are.
Oh, Leah, sneaking up on me, huh?
She's still a little jealous.
Oh, don't worry. I have some sugar for you, too. There you go, Leah. Well, I'd say you have two fine horses here, Mr. Riley. They're so open and trusting.
If only people were like that.
Now, that's a cue for a conversation if I ever heard one.
I guess it was pretty obvious.
You worried about the vote tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't know about this Blackard fella. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't be so hard on him, but I just find it suspicious that he won't tell us what he wants to do with his place.
Well, for what it's worth, I think you handled it the right way. You're certainly right to be concerned, and you're trying to be fair with the man.
Tell that to Glossman. I declare he is the most argumentative man that I ever met.
Well, you and he do seem to butt heads quite a bit.
Yeah, but I'm not sure I'm going to come out on top this time. This vote could go either way. You are going to be there, aren't you?
Well, I sure plan to. Right beside you all the way.
Good, good, because I'm going to need all the help I can get. I just hope it's enough.
Remember what David said when he went up against Goliath. The battle is the Lord's. You need to put it in his hands and trust that he'll do what's best.
Yeah. That sounds like a piece of advice you might want to apply to yourself.
What do you mean?
Do the words Connie Kendall ring a bell?
I guess that's pretty obvious, too.
Uh-huh. Have you talked with her again since you last saw her?
No. You know, that worries me.
Why?
Well, because the last time I saw her, she was with Richard Maxwell. I told you about what he did at the college, didn't I?
Uh-huh. Making that little boy change all those grades?
Yeah. Eugene said that he was talking to Connie before we came in the other day.
Well, you think that's why she left so sudden?
Well, I don't know. Who knows what Richard Maxwell is capable of? You know, I don't like to judge people, but he didn't have the least bit of remorse about what he made Nicholas do. And with Connie in the frame of mind she's in, well, it just worries me, that's all.
I think Connie has more strength than you're giving her credit for.
Maybe. And maybe firing her wasn't such a good idea.
Now, John Avery, you don't really believe that, do you?
No, I don't see how I could have handled it any other way.
Well, you can't back out now. You need to stick to your guns.
I know.
You're doing what you believe is right. You have to have faith that God will honor that. Now, I seem to recall somebody just a minute ago saying something about putting things in the Lord's hands and trusting that he'll do what's best.
You're right, my friend. Looks like we could both use a little prayer action.
Now, that's the best idea I've heard all day. It seems I'm not the only one who thinks so.
It's just me over here in the booth.
Oh, Richard, you scared me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, come on over and sit.
What are you doing here?
Well, looking for you.
Why?
Why? Because I like you.
I don't see how you could like me after the way I acted last time you were here.
Oh, you mean that little scene with Connie?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't so bad. Well, from what I could tell, you had a good reason to be upset. You were trying to help somebody, and you got in trouble for it.
Yeah, that seems to happen a lot to me. But Connie was only trying to do her job, too. And she was upset about getting fired from here. I shouldn't have gotten mad at her. That's why I came in. I want to find out where Connie lives so I can go and apologize to her.
Lucy, how would you like to do something better for Connie than just apologize?
I'd like it. But what?
We can't talk in here. Let's go outside and I'll tell you all about it, okay?
Well, okay.
is Richard Maxwell up to? We'll find out when today's adventure continues in just a moment. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Well, that's the plan, Lucy. What do you think?
I don't know, Richard.
What's the matter?
I just don't know if I should do it.
Well, why not?
Well, because I'd be lying.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. Look, do you think Connie wants to work at Wits End again?
Yes.
Well, all right, and do you think Mr. Whittaker wants her to work there again?
Uh-huh.
Well, the only way that's going to happen is if they both get together and talk about it, right?
Well, yeah.
See? You're just helping them do what they already want to do. That's not lying.
It still doesn't seem right.
Well, what's not right? You'll be helping Connie, you'll be helping Mr. Whittaker, and you know what else?
What?
You'll be helping me, too. I'd really appreciate it. What do you say?
Tell me what I have to do again.
I knew I could count on you. All right, all you do is go to Wits End tomorrow morning at about 10:15 and make a phone call.
Kendall Residence.
Hi. Is Connie there?
No, she went to the store. I'm expecting her back any minute, though. Can I take a message?
Yeah. This is Lucy, one of the kids at Wits End.
Oh, yes, I remember you.
Well, could you tell Connie that Whit really wants to talk to her and that he wants her to meet him on Stonebridge as soon as she can get there?
Really? Oh, that's wonderful. She'll be very glad to hear it.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you could just give her the message, I'd really appreciate it. Bye, Mrs. Kendall.
Bye. Lucy? Bye.
Well, well.
Good morning, Leah. Morning, Rachel. How are my two fine girls this morning? Oh, that's good. I'll bet you're ready for breakfast, aren't you? Well, here's some nice oats. There you go. Now, you girls are going to have to amuse yourselves this morning. Yeah, I know, but I have to go to town for a council meeting. Yeah, well, I feel the same way, but I have to go because we're taking a boat this morning. They're all done. Now, I'll only be gone for a couple of hours, so you both just stay in the bar until I get back, okay? There, that's my good girls. Okay, bye-bye now. Be good.
Lucy.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whittaker.
You're making a call or answering one? I didn't hear the phone ring.
Oh, making one. Mr. Whittaker, I have a note here for you.
A note?
Yeah, Connie came over to my house last night and asked me to give it to you this morning. Here.
Connie?
Yeah, I guess she didn't want to give it to you herself.
Oh, it's typed. Whit, we have to talk. Please meet me at Stonebridge at 10:30 a.m., Connie. Stone Bridge. Well, that's on the way out to Tom's house, and it's 10:15 now.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whittaker. I got here as soon as I could.
No. I know you did, Lucy. It's just that I'm supposed to go to the town council meeting at 10:30. Oh, and I told Tom I'd be there, too. Well, Connie is definitely more important. Listen, will you tell Eugene where I've gone and that I'll be back later?
Sure. Mr. Whittaker, are you going to hire Connie back?
Well, that's what I'm going to find out at Stonebridge, Lucy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Connie, that you?
Yeah, I got all the stuff you wanted, Mom, except that the store was out of regular milk, so I got low-fat instead. That's okay, isn't it?
Never mind the milk. You'll never guess what's happened.
What?
Mr. Whittaker wants to see you.
He does?
Yes. His shop called while you were gone.
Yeah?
He wants to meet you at Stonebridge right away.
Okay.
I wonder why he wants to meet you there.
Oh, who cares? As long as he wants to see me. Do I look all right?
You look just fine, sweetheart.
Mom, I'm so nervous.
Oh, I'm sure everything will turn out fine.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
The
way I see it, Dr. Blackard, we still don't have enough votes to win. Of the five council members, I'm solidly behind you, and Riley is solidly against you. The other three sway according to popular opinion. I hope you brought more documentation about your plans for Blackard's Castle.
I don't think we're going to be needing it, Mr. Glossman. Today, popular opinion will be on your side. Why don't you start the meeting?
But Riley isn't here.
No, he isn't.
Dr. Blackard.
You worry too much, Glossman. Just do your part. Let me handle the rest.
What in the world? Well, look at all that smoke back there. Why, it looks like it's coming from my... Oh, dear Lord. Oh, I gotta get back there.
Hi, Whit.
Hello, Connie.
Sorry I'm late. Why is that always the first thing I say to you?
Oh, that's okay. I just got here myself.
Whit, I don't know what to say. I owe you an apology for the way I acted the last time I saw you. I really wanted to talk to you, but... Well, I guess I got kind of weirded out when I saw you'd hired Eugene back.
Connie, there's a whole story behind that.
I know. That's what Eugene said. And that's what I kept telling myself. But all these thoughts kept creeping into my head about you playing favorites, about you liking Eugene better than me.
Oh, Connie. Listen, I owe you an apology, too. I was pretty, how'd you say it, weirded out when I saw you with Richard Maxwell. So I didn't say the things I could have said either.
But I'd only met him a couple of minutes before you came in. Besides, what's wrong with Richard?
Well, it's a long story.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter now. When I got your message, I knew everything was going to be all right.
My message?
Yeah, when my mom told me you called this morning, I was so excited I nearly jumped out of my skin.
Connie, I didn't call you.
You didn't?
No. I came here because of this note you sent me.
No.
Lucy said you told her to give me this. And that was right after she hung up on the phone. Oh, dear.
Come to think of it, my mom didn't say who called this morning. She just said the shop called.
Looks like Lucy engineered this whole thing.
But why?
Well, maybe so we could talk. Pretty nice of her.
I don't know why she'd want to do anything nice for me, especially after what happened up at camp.
Well, what happened?
Well, Lucy and another girl were caught outside their cabins after hours, and I had to send them home. I didn't want to. I even gave them both a chance the first time they did it. But if I learned anything from getting fired, it's that there's a reason for rules, and when you break them, you have to suffer the consequences.
Really?
Yeah, I really... What are you smiling about?
Connie, the reason I hired Eugene back is because I saw firsthand that he understood why I fired him. You've just shown me that you understand, too.
So, where do we go from here?
Well, if you're not too busy, if you don't have any plans, I know of an ice cream invention and discovery emporium that sure would love to have you come home.
Look at that.
What? My goodness, look at all that smoke.
Somebody must be having one huge barbecue.
That's no barbecue. Something's on fire. Something near Tom's place.
Hey, wait for me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that Mr. Riley had more important things to do than attend our town council meeting today. Perhaps he'll show up later. But in the meantime, I suggest we get on with the business at hand. And the first item on the agenda is the vote to grant a business license to Dr. Regis Blackard.
Oh, dear Lord, the barn's on fire!
Connie, go in the house and call the fire department, quick!
All right!
Tom!
Oh, wait, he's lying in the doorway!
He's unconscious. Here, help me get him out.
God, please let him be all right.
Wait! The horse is wet, Whit! Get the horses! Take them over to the porch, Connie.
Be careful, Whit!
Easy. Easy, Rachel. I know you're scared, but so am I. All right, now. Let's go. Here! Here! Yeah!
The horses are out of the barn. They're all right.
Just in time. The roof's coming down.
Tom, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What happened?
Well, I was on my way to the council meeting. I looked in my rear vision mirror, and I saw smoke. So I came back, and I came back to this. I tried to get the horses, but the door must have swung back and hit me on the head.
I wonder how it happened.
Well, I must have left something flammable lying out.
Or someone set the fire deliberately.
But when? Why would anybody want to set my barn on fire? Why?
Mr. Finster?
Aye.
Mr. Hearnsby?
Aye.
Mr. Donahue?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. That's 4 aye votes with 1 default. Congratulations, Dr. Blackard. You have your license.
Thank you, Mr. Glossman, and you other council members. I'm sure this is just the beginning of a long and profitable association between myself, Blackard's Castle, and the town of Odyssey.
Uh-oh. It looks like Dr. Blackard is in town to stay for a while. I have a feeling he's up to no good. But you can find out for sure by listening to the adventure called The Battle. But you know, even though Dr. Blackard did some evil things to get his license, a very good thing also came out of it. Connie is finally back at wit's end, where she belongs. It just goes to show that God can take even the worst situations and make wonderful things happen from them. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.